We are reading in the writings of Rabash the article Love of Friends. You can find our materials on our site on Galaxy and the study material. The article Love of Friends. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where they are feeding their flock." A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the work of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." And this is called a field which the Lord has blessed. Balaturim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, meaning he does not know the real way which leads to the place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God." This trail is called a path of bestowal. In this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend. And the man said, "They are departed hence." And Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This in the end caused Israel's exile in Egypt and to be redeemed from Egypt. We must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah. We'll read it again. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" And he said, "I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray you, where they are feeding the flock." A man wandering the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field to sustain the world should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." And this is called a field which the Lord has blessed. Balaturim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, meaning who does not know the real way which leads to that place he should reach, as in an ass wandering in the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you seeking?" Meaning, "How can I help you?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God." The trail is called a path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, There is no other way but love of friends, by which everyone can help his friend. And the man said, they are departed hence. And Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This in the end caused Israel's exile in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah.
We don't have anything to add here. Everybody understands what we need to do and the state we're in. We are going into Friday, Saturday, Sunday. These days are, they can be very intense for our advancement. And we have info.
Please.
We are going to hear from Michael in a second about a special gathering of friends that we will have this evening. But before that, we will update that after the vote that we published to the whole world CLI, happy to announce that on the 15th of August, the convention will take place on the long way, meaning it'll be two parts. It'll be similar to the regular Shabbat schedule, just a little longer, more expansive, with more gatherings of friends, more lessons. It'll be from the morning Israel time until about, until 8 o'clock in the morning, more or less in Israel time. Then we'll take a break for about 4 hours. It'll enable people to rest, to sleep, our friends in North and South America. It's in the middle of the night for them. And then we will come back around the afternoon for another session of two lessons that will end towards the evening, Israel time. So we expect a great and beautiful schedule. Now we'll hear from Michael about the Yeshivat Chavarim this evening, and then we'll get updated on the schedule. Michael.
Good morning, my beloved friends. I want to invite you all for today's European Yeshivat Chavarim. It will be hosted by our greatest group from Vienna, and we will be talking about the article of Rabash, Love of Friends, and the new virtual congress coming up. So you're all invited tonight at 7 p.m. Central European time, which is Israel 8 p.m., I guess. So we all see you there. Let's connect. Let's get to the goal. L'chaim.
L'chaim, and we'll go over the schedule. Today we'll start our broadcasts at 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Israel time. A meeting with the writers. Then we'll have a recorded lesson from the week from 1 to 2. From 2 to 3, our friends will present for us a special workshop and instruction from our instructors about the same lesson we just do. And at 8 o'clock, like Michael said, we'll have the gathering of friends hosted by our European friends. Then tomorrow we have also a slightly different schedule. We will start our schedule as usual, quarter to 4 in the morning preparation, lesson from 4 to 7. We will have a virtual meal, a Kabbalistic meal, right after that from 7 to 7:30. And then in the afternoon we will start at a quarter to 3 until 3, preparation for men, then a men's lesson from 3 to 4. And then already at 4, there will begin a women's lesson together with Rav. Rav will also be in the women's lesson from 4 to 5. Again, afternoon, a slightly different schedule. 3 to 4, a men's lesson with Rav. And then we're continuing directly to the women's lesson that will be live with Rav from 4 to 5 Israel time PM. That's the schedule and Nigun.
Lie, 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 lie